第五章。
Tonight we are going to continue to study chapter five.
我们在前面第四章看到修造城墙的工作，城墙已经联络并且高至一半。
From chapter 1 to 4, we learned that the city wall was rebuilt and it now is half done.
因为百姓很专心做工，所以速度相当的快。
Because the people concentrate in their work so that the work is finished very quickly.
虽然受到仇敌的阻挡攻击。
Even though the enemy oppressed them.
但是尼希米啊靠神把百姓组织起来，武装起来。
The Nehemiah relied on God, organized the people and mobilized them.
胜过了仇敌的诡计。
So that he overcome the enemy's scheme.
让百姓能够专心地回到自己的工作岗位，继续修造城墙。
So the people go back to their own work and continue to rebuild the wall.
并且尼希米采取非常的措施，继续上半段的工作。
And Nehemiah took the preventive measures to continue the work of rebuilding the city wall.
那这个时候我们看到这个外部的城墙正在快速的完成。
Now the project is being finished at a very fast pace.
但在这个时候却内部发生了问题。
But at this point of time that they have some internal problem.
外部的城墙是已经联络起来。
Now the external wall has been being connected together.
第五章我们看到内部的裂痕出现了。
And chapter 5 we see some internal crack, some problem happening.
所以有时候专心在做外面的工作，没有去留意内部的问题。
Sometimes we may focus ourselves in our external work, but we neglect about what is happening inside.
好，那么这一章就要告诉我们这一方面的教训。
And this chapter is to tell us the teaching about this.
我们住在外面的工作是很容易看见的，那内部隐藏的问题有时候不容易发现。
External work is very obvious, but internal problem is not that obvious.
所以我们看到尼希米亚他也有这样的一个软弱。
And Nehemiah sometimes has this kind of weakness.
他没有去注意到这个问题。
He neglect about that problem.
因为他很专心带领百姓在要尽快的把城墙的工程快一点完工。
Because he was fully concentrated in trying to finish the work as soon as possible.
所以百姓内部的这个问题他就没有办法去完全的关怀跟注意到。
So he neglect the internal problem happening in the people.
因此呢就有那种百姓的呼号冤这个怨言的声音就出来了。
That's why the people cry out and complain against him.
所以在第五章我们就看到就是百姓和他们的妻子大大的呼号埋怨他们的犹大人的弟兄。
So at the beginning of chapter 5, say the men and their wives raise a great outcry against their Jewish brothers.
这件事情呢我们现在看一下这个教会里头是不是有这样的事情。
Now we check our church, see whether this happening is similar.
外面的这个工程就是我们福音正在发展。
The external work is our preaching of the gospel.
我们很多事工正在兴旺。
We have lots of things to be done.
那这个时候呢我们要留意一件事情。
At this time, we have to pay attention.
我们看到《使徒行传》第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
《使徒行传》第六章。
Acts 6.
那个时候，使徒时代的教会圣灵降临之后，开始兴旺起来，圣工发展非常快速。
At that time, the Holy Spirit was with the church, and the church work developing very fast.
我们看到第五章的时候，这个圣工发展在耶路撒冷是可以说是非常快，并且呢，已经充满了神的道理，充满了耶路撒冷。
And the church development in chapter 5 is very great, and the Jerusalem was filled with the word of God.
但是我们看到第六章
in chapter 6,
同样的问题出现。
Same problem appears.
跟尼希米第五章的问题出现。
It's same with Nehemiah chapter 5.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
说那个时候门徒增多了，有说希律尼话的犹太人呢，向希伯来人发怨言。
In those days, there was an increasing number of the disciples and the Jews, and the Grecian Jew complained.
因为在天天供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Because the widows are being overlooked in their daily distribution of food.
这个是内部团契的裂痕。
That is the crack and of the internal problem.
这很危险。
It is very dangerous.
这件事情出现，所以这里就是内部的一个危机的一个出现。
That is the appearing of the internal crisis.
那为什么会有这样的危机出现
？Why there was such a crisis？
哎，看第二节。
Verse 2。
这个十二个使徒就叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们来管理这事。所以从彼得所说的这些话
From the speech of Peter,
啊，这个就是啊，十二个使徒啊啊，他们都有这样的共识
That the 12 has this consensus.
这个从圣灵降临之后，教会就开始兴旺起来。
After the Holy Spirit descended, the church started to develop.
信徒一天一天的增加。
And the number of the believers is increasing every day.
那么教会所有的一切事物都是十二个使徒在负责。
And the 12 disciples take care of every matter in the church.
那到这个时候，信徒太多了。
Now the number is growing and growing.
十二个使徒已经没有办法说里外兼顾了。
And the 12 cannot take care of all the things and matters anymore.
在外面福音的工作，他们是要负全责。
And because they try to work very hard in spreading the gospel outside.
但是内部团契的这种饮食的问题啊，他们就疏忽了，没有办法管得很周到了。
And they neglect about the internal problem that is daily distribution of food.
所以才发生这样的一个问题出来。
That is the sources of this crisis.
那么十二个使徒马上处理这个问题。
And the 12 immediately deal with this problem.
这个就是因为他们已经没有办法兼顾这个事情了。
Because they cannot have the time and effort to do this anymore.
所以当时呢，那个使徒们呢就解决这个问题，赶快选出七位来专责负责这个问题。
So at that time, the 12 select seven people to take care of this problem.
所以这个看回来这个尼希米记第五章。
So let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 5.
那我们就可以了解说当时为什么会有这个事情发生。
We'll understand why there was such a crisis back then.
开始的时候我一直在读这个尼希米记怎么到第五章突然间跑出这样的事情来。
When I read Nehemiah chapter 5, then we have such a problem.
因为尼希米他这个时候大家从第四章看到一方面要工作一方面要征战所以把全精神都放在这个城墙的工程的上面了
Because remember in chapter 4 that the people were fighting the battle and building the wall at the same time so they neglect about these things
所以对于百姓的这个生活的问题啊很自然就没有时间再去关心了
And Nehemiah had no time to pay attention fully about the daily matters of the living of the people
所以就发生了这件事情。
So now they have this problem.
好，那现在我们看这个第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
当时这个事情是怎么样的
？Was the situation back then?
看第一节啊。
Verse 1.
说百姓按他们的妻子大大呼嚎啊，埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人。
The men and the wives raised a great outcry against their Jewish brothers.
他们埋怨什么
？What are they complaining?
说有的说我们的儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命。
Some were saying, we and our son and daughter are numerous. In order for us to eat, stay alive, we must get grain.
那有的说我们垫了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。
Some said, we have mortgaging our field, vineyard, and our homes to get grain during the famine.
那有的说我们已经指着田地、葡萄园借了钱给王纳税。
And still others saying that we have borrowed money to pay the king's taxes on our fields and vineyard.
看到这些就知道他们非常穷困。
From these few verses that we know that they were very poor.
生活已经发生问题了。
And they are having difficulties in their lives.
那么穷困到什么程度
？What the degree of the poverty?
第五节
Verse 5.
说我们的身体与我们弟兄的身体是一样的。
that our body is the same as our brother's body.
啊，那我们的儿女与他们的儿女一是一般的。
Our sons are as good as theirs.
那现在我们要将要使儿女做人的仆婢了。
Yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery.
哦，我们的儿女已经有为婢的了。
Some of our daughters have already been enslaved.
那我们并没有力量去拯救。
But we are powerless.
因为我们的田地葡萄已经归了别人。
Because our fields and our vineyards belong to others.
穷困到自己的儿女啊，要去做人家的佣人。
They are so poor that their daughters are enslaved.
穷困到一些田地都典当出去了。
And their field is under mortgage.
这个是在犹太人来讲就归了别人了，这个是很羞愧的事情。
That is a very shameful thing for a Jew.
犹太人一般来讲不愿意不容许啊自己的弟兄啊自己的犹太弟兄啊去向别人求。
Because the Jewish background is that they would not like to see their brothers being enslaved and things being mortgaged.
一直到现在，当我们有到耶路撒冷去的时候啊，看到的时候有。常常很有名的犹太人的这个乞丐。
And even now, if we go to Jerusalem, we see some beggars.
跟一般的乞丐不一样。
And the Jewish beggars are different than other kinds of beggars.
他们的乞丐要穿得特别体面一点才可以。
And the Jewish beggar, they dress in a very good way.
如果穿得不体面会伤到犹太人的这个
They must dress in a presentable manner so that they will not shame their brothers.
这是第一点，他要穿得好，所以大部分都穿西装啊。
So most of the beggars they dress in suit.
第二
，the second point，
不可以向犹太人以外的人伸手。
The beggars, the Jewish beggars are not supposed to beg for money from non-Jewish people.
这样他会羞愧到自己的同胞，
By doing
自己的兄弟啊。
Because if they ask for money from outsiders, they shame their own brothers.
我们在耶路撒冷城在参观的时候就碰到，就是真的有一位看到一个乞丐穿西装。
So when we were touring in Jerusalem, there we met a Jewish beggar dressed in suit.
他不是要钱，他是要吃肚子，要吃东西。
He's not asking for money, but rather for food.
我们一般的乞丐，他钱越多越好，所以就要钱的，
normal,
贪心的。
Normal beggars, they were greedy. They want as much as money as possible.
他们不是，他们是为了要吃饱。
But a Jewish beggar was different. They just asked for food.
所以当他看到自己的同胞，他就会过去向他伸手。
If they see their fellow Jewish men, they will ask for food.
他们一定会给，不能不给，不给不他就犯法了，犯律法。
And the brothers are supposed to give to them, otherwise they break the law.
就是这样的精神了，圣经里的精神了，一直到现在他们遵守。
And that is the spirit of the culture. They still keep it today.
我看这个跟这个尼希米这里这个有关系啊。
And that's related to Nehemiah, the book.
那当时的这些百姓为什么会穷困到这样的地步？
Why the people were so poor that they have to do such things?
这个是非常不应该的事情。
That is something that is not supposed to happen.
我们看第一节就知道了。
From verse 2, we know that.
他埋怨的是什么？为什么他有资格埋怨？他有权利埋怨。
They have the right to complain and argue.
因为他们是同样是弟兄
，because they are brothers，
所以他埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人
，so they are complaining against their own brothers, the Jews，
没有尽到弟兄的爱心
，not fulfilling the duties of love，
使他们落到这样的羞愧的贫困的这种地步
，so that the fellow Jews were in great poverty，
这是非常不应该的
，that is something not supposed to happen。
所以你看，尼希米听到这个消息，什么反应
？So Nehemiah heard this news. What was his response？
现在我们看第六节。
Verse six，
第六节这里说啊，我听见他们的呼嚎，说这些话，便甚发怒。
When I heard the outcry and these charges, I was very angry.
为什么这样的发怒
？Why he was so angry？
这个不是尼希米为了自己什么动血气，没有动血气。
It is not because of his fleshly anger.
前面我们看到这个多比亚啊。参巴拉大大的发怒。
In the past few chapters, we know that Sanballat and Tobiah they were very angry.
那这个发怒跟第六节尼希米这个时候的甚发怒完全不一样。
Their anger was completely different than Nehemiah's anger.
尼希米这个时候的发怒不是动血气。
The anger of Nehemiah is not out of flesh.
我们看第七节。
Verse seven.
说我心里筹划。
I ponder them in my mind.
他很冷静，他没有动血气。
He was very calm.
这个叫做义怒。
That is the righteous anger.
为神发怒。
Anger for God.
今天呢，像主耶稣到圣殿去，他发怒。
Just like when Jesus went to the temple, he was very angry.
他把那一些人呢赶出去。
He overthrew some people and cast them out.
那些污秽圣殿的人赶出去。
And cast those who defiled the temple.
甚至用鞭鞭打他们的牛羊，赶出去，推倒他们的桌子。
Beat them and overthrow the tables of trading.
哎，主耶稣动了邪气吗？没有。
Did Jesus angry for flesh? No.
这个是为了神的殿，心里好像火烧
，but rather
焦急。
His heart was burning intensely.
为什么这些人
敬畏
啊？不懂得敬畏神，竟然污秽圣殿
？Why those people defiled the temple by not respecting God？
今天您心里为什么甚发怒
？Do they why Nehemiah was so angry？
为什么这些犹大的官长不懂得在照顾自己的弟兄
？Why those Jewish officials they did not know how to take care of their brothers？
爱是最大的。
Love should be the greatest.
神的诫命里头啊，就是尽心尽力尽力爱主你的神。
The greatest commandment of God is to love your God with all your mind, all your strength, all your soul.
和其次也是相反的，要爱人如己。
And the second is similar to love others as yourself.
所以本来这个敬神爱人就是神最大的一条诫命。
And the greatest commandment is to love God and love man.
主耶稣所赐给我们在基督里面的弟兄姐妹也是同样的，只有这一条命令。爱人如己。
And as the brother and sister in Christ, that is the commandment that we share. Love God and love man.
主耶稣怎么样爱我们，我们要怎么样彼此相爱。
How Jesus loved us, we use the same love to love our brothers.
那当时神给犹大人的就是这种爱。
And now that is the love that God gave to the Jews.
神怎么样爱他们，他们要怎么样彼此相爱。
With the love God loved them, they are supposed to love each other.
可是呢，犹大人的官长没有遵守这个神的这个爱的诫命。
But the Jews' official, they did not keep this commandment.
所以才会导致有这样的冤声大大的呼号。
So the lack of love caused this problem and outcry.
这个是在外邦人面前呢，不荣耀神，羞愧神的名。
And this happened does not glorify God.
所以我们看到尼希米听了就很生气了。
So Nehemiah was very angry.
所以他心里就开始求告，要怎么样来处理这件事情。
So he pondered in his heart and how to solve the problem.
这个很重要。
It is very important.
要怎么处理？我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
第一啊，他就斥责这些贵胄和官长说啊，你们个人向弟兄取利，于是我召集大会来攻击他们。人心里就开始筹划这个事情。
And now Nehemiah was planning this in his mind.
召集大会来斥责那些责备那一些官长贵胄没有爱心。
And he called a large meeting and to accuse the nobles and officials for the lack of love.
不但没有尽责任来照顾自己的弟兄。
They are not only not take care of the brothers.
并且还为自己的利益来向他们取利。
But rather they are trying to benefit themselves by mistreating the brothers.
那些穷困的弟兄来向他们借钱，他要利息，要利息。
When their brothers ask for money, borrowing money, they charge heavy interest.
那律法上明明规定不可以取利息的。
That is forbidden in the law of Moses.
弟兄没有吃的，向你借，不能取利息，也不能取用这个拿他的这个日常需用的衣服啊，还有其他的用具做这个典当。
If your brother have no food to eat, if they ask you for money, you cannot charge their interest. You cannot take their pledge.
但是这些官长就不理神的这个律法。
But the nobles and officials neglect the law of God totally.
所以就是你召集大会攻击他们。
So Nehemiah was holding a great assembly to accuse them.
这就是让众人都知道这些官长犯了这样的这个。
That is to let all the people to know the mistake of the officials.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
尼希米怎么样责备他们
？How did Nehemiah rebuke them？
说我对他们说我们尽力赎回我们的弟兄，就是卖与外邦人的犹大人。
Verse 8. As far as possible, we have bought back our Jewish brother who were sold to the Gentiles.
那你们还要卖弟兄，赎我们再赎回来吗
？Only for them to be sold back to us？
可见尼希米回去的时候呢，把那一些卖给外邦人的那一些 为他们做奴卖给他们把他赎回来尼希米把他们赎回来
It is obvious that when Nehemiah went back he tried to buy back those Jewish brothers who has been sold to the Gentiles to do the work
那现在这些人又快要被 卖给人做奴仆婢了。
Now these very people are being sold to other as slaves.
大家问了，那你们还要卖他？那我们再去赎回来吗
？So he asked, "Are you going to sell your brother again so that for us to buy them back again?"
这个太过分了嘛
！This is something that totally unreasonable.
所以这些官长听了。不敢，没有说，没有话说，默默不语。
Noble and official kept silent.
无话可答，知道自己是错了。
They cannot find anything to say.
所以看明星里的处理就是让他们知道自己的错在哪里。
So Nehemiah identified the mistake.
一针见血，他们知道你们的爱心在哪里。
Nehemiah was very accurate by pointing them they have no love.
你们的责任在哪里
？And what was your responsibility?
啊，这个是重要，让他们知道。
That is important for them to know.
尼希米责备他们呢，不是说要去怎么样去骂他们或者怎么，不是的。
Nehemiah rebuke was not to shame them.
因为心里说要怎么样来处理这个问题。
But rather, his focus was on how to solve the problem.
这个都是出于爱，要让他们知道自己的错在哪里。
That is the rebuke out of love.
我们父母对儿女就是这样子。
That is just like exactly what the parents do to their children.
所以我们今天在教会里面处理问题就是这样子。
Today in our church, that's the way that we should use to solve the problem.
弟兄姐妹有错，我们要让他知道你错在哪里。
Brother and sister have mistake, we have to tell them.
神的道理来告诉他你错在哪里。
According to the word of God, we correct them and try to tell them what is the mistake.
他知道了。
They know it.
他就没有话说了啊。
They will have nothing to say.
第九节。
Verse 9.
说我又说。
I continue.
你们所行的不善。
What you are doing is not right.
你们行事。不当敬畏我们的神吗
？Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God？
所以告诉你们这样做是不对的。
Because what you're doing is not right。
为什么会这样做呢
？Why are you doing such things？
你们不当敬畏我们的神吗
？Shouldn't you respect the God of others？
你敬畏神的话，你怎么敢这样做
？If you revere God, how can you do such things？
可见这些官长贵胄啊，是忘记了对神的敬畏。
So it is clear that the nobles and officials they forget about。To fear God.
这个才是最严重的。
That is the most important mistake.
他们为什么会犯这样的错误
？Why did they commit such a mistake？
这个只是一件事实。
Because there's only a fact.
但是更要紧的要知道说，这个为什么会有这样的行为的表现
？But why did they have such a behavior？
是跟神之间的关系。
And that is their relationship with God.
如果这一点不晓得
，If they don't know this point，
还是不能解决问题的。
They cannot solve the problem.
顶多跟你说，哎，哦，对不起，这样，那就算了嘛。
They only say, "Oh, sorry."
不是这个问题。
But that is not the problem.
不是对人的问题。
It's not the problem with other people.
神的问题。
Rather, their relationship with God.
所以你是你告诉你们不当敬畏神吗
？So Nehemiah said, "Shouldn't you respect and fear God?"
你做什么事情要存着敬畏神的心做啊
？Whatever you do, you should do things out of the respect and reverence in your heart.
那这个很明显的，如果这些贵胄官长他们有敬畏神的心。他们绝对不会这样来对待自己的犹大弟兄。
It is so clear that if those people fear God, they will not mistreat their brothers and sisters like this.
那么，尼希米在对他们说
，Nehemiah told them,
说不然呐、难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。
No wonder that our enemy reproach us.
所以你看，这个是为了整体，他们犹大人，他们很重视这，在外邦人的当中要荣耀神。
Because the goal of the Jews is to glorify God among Gentiles.
你看，主耶稣对我们就怎么说啊
？That is what Jesus commanded us.
你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world and the salt of the world.
我们的光要照在人的面前，让人呢看见我们的好行为，归荣耀给天上的父。
We should shine a light to the people so that when they see us, they will glorify God in Father in heaven.
如果今天我们在彼此之间的关系没有不能荣耀神
，Today if our relationship cannot glorify God.
那真是啊，人家又回报你，应该信耶稣的，就是这个样子。
And people will say that is the Christian doing.
羞愧的是神的名啊。
And they will shame the name of our God.
所以我们今天呢，要遵守主耶稣的吩咐。
So today we should keep the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心。”人就认出你们是我的门徒。
If you love each other, people will know that you are my disciples.
这个什么意思
？What's the meaning?
我的名就得到荣耀了。
That my name will be glorified.
如果我们没有彼此相爱的心
，If we do not love each other,
那就像林希米这里所说的
，Just like what Nehemiah said here,
外人就毁谤我们了。
Our enemy will reproach us.
看第十节
，Verse 10.
那下面呢，林希米就要开始处理这个问题。那现在怎么办？
Nehemiah was going to solve the problem.
现在这些弟兄这样子贫困，这个问题怎么解决？
Now their brothers are so poor, how to solve the poverty?
所以让这些人知道自己的错之后，现在就要来处理这个问题。
So after identifying the noble mistake, now Nehemiah is going to solve the problem.
要来解决这些贫困的弟兄的问题。
To solve the problem of those poor brothers.
那怎么解决呢？
How can he solve the problem?
我们看尼希米怎么解决。
Let's see how he did it.
这里说我和我的弟兄与仆人。
Verse 10 says, I and my brothers and my men.
也将银钱粮食借给百姓。
Are lending the people money and grain.
我们大家都要免去利息。
Let us accepting the all usury stop.
尼希米他带头。
So Nehemiah lead the people.
他以身作则。
He set an example.
不但他自己。
Not only himself.
他的仆人也一样。
Also his men.
他的弟兄也一样。
His brothers.
由他的这个可以说由他全家带头来解决这个弟兄的这个贫困问题。
That is whole family set an example for other people to follow in solving this problem.
这种爱心的爱的爱心的这种行表现是要是以走在前头。
And that kind of example set by love must be shown to other people to follow.
这种爱心是不能说哎。你们去做什么？不能这样子。
He cannot say you go to do such and such.
是我们大家来做什么
？Rather, he said, I and my brothers and we will do something.
所以尼希米他就是这样带领大家。我们大家都免去利息，我们要把粮食他们现在缺乏的借给他们，但是不要拿利息，这样按照神的教训。
Nehemiah said, I and my brothers and my men will lend them money without charging any interest according to the law of God.
所以这个是遵守神在律法上面所规定的。
That is obeying the law and commandments.
看到十一节。
11.
说如今我劝你们。
Now, I urge you.
说他本身他全家这样做，然后就劝他们。
And because he did it first, and now he encouraged other people.
这样的劝勉才有力量。
And this kind of request is very powerful.
不是讲了道理说你们去做。
Not just saying something that you go and do something.
是他带领他的全家先这么做。
But rather he lead his whole household to do such thing first.
然后劝大家也要这么做。
And to urge, to beseech other people to follow him.
这样来解决这些穷困的犹大人的问题。
And to solve the problem of the poverty.
我们看十一节。
11.
说如今我劝你们将他们的田地葡萄园赶云园房屋并向他们所取的银钱粮食新酒和油1%的利息都要归还给他们。
Give them back immediately the fields, vineyard, olive groves, houses, also the usury. You are charging them 100 part of the money, grain, and new wine oil.
这些就可以解决他们目前的这个生活问题了。
This can solve the most urgent problem.
这一些也是他们这些犹大的贵族官长这长一段时间以来向他们所取的利息。
Because that amount of money and material was being charged as interest by the noble and officials.
这个是不应该的。尼希米没有说全部归还，全部归还可能他们会有办不到了。
Nehemiah did not say you should repay them totally because they may not be able to do it now.
最基本的1%归还就好了。
But he just start from the most fundamental, most basic, just 100th part of the money.
长久以来可能这个利息相当高。
Just 1% of what they charged before.
1%已经可以解决他们生活的问题了。
Because if they return them 1%, they can solve the problem.
我们也从这里看到尼希米在解决问题他是很冷静，他是相当有智慧的，知道很合适，会让大家都能够办得到
And we know that Nehemiah from this point that he solved problem with a very calm and attitude and with wisdom.
他不会有过分的要求的。
He will not overdo it.
第十二节。
12.
这个时候众人我们看众人的反应。
Let's see the response of the people.
一件事情的处理如果说让大家感觉到很合理
If he solved the problem reasonably.
他们众人的就很容易接受。
People will accept it easily.
这个十二节说众人说我们必归还。
Was Paul said, we'll give it back, they said.
他们的反应非常坚定，我们必归还。
And the response was positive.
并且不再向他们索要。
And we will not demand anything more from them.
而且 必照你的话行。
We will do as you say。
我觉得都很坚定的一个啊，这回应啊。
Their response was steadfast and positive。
从这里也看出我们林世民呀啊这种处理呀、啊，非常的啊这个得当。
From this, we know that Nehemiah's method was very appropriate。
众民呐、啊，完全的啊赞同而且顺服。
The whole congregation obeys。And submit themselves.
今天我们在教会里面 处理事情就是要本着这个原则。
Today, that is the principle that we should use when we solve the problem in the church.
看十三节。
13.
哦，对，这个十二节啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
那林士敏就说，我就召了这个祭司来，叫众人起誓，必照着所应许而行。众人有这样的反应。
Now the people responds.
那我们看林士敏在处理事情非常谨慎。
He and Nehemiah was very careful in doing things.
哎，这个光这样一时的这样说，大家这样，哦，虽然很肯定，哦，这样来回应。
And now people respect.
你啊来回这样做这样的回应。
They should not do it because of they fear Nehemiah.
林士敏要啊他们在神面前啊来。存着敬畏神的心来做这件事情。
But rather Nehemiah want to direct their attention to God, their relationship with God, and they do everything.
好，我们看到。
All the reverence to
God. 所以他就把祭司到来。
So he summoned the priest.
好，现在祭司就是人跟神之间的中保。
Now the priest is the mediator, is the agent between God and man.
中保也就是证人。
Mediator is the witness.
这就是祭司的职责。
That is his duty.
所以您是你就把祭司召来。
So Nehemiah summoned the priest.
不是他本身做这个。
Not himself, would he do the problem.
所以你看您是你他很知道自己啊的这个本分。
So Nehemiah know his duty.
我的责任就是这样子，他们已经，我的责任就到这里。
He know that is his duty.
那现在啊，百姓要向神负责。
Now the people are accountable to God.
那这件事情祭司来做。
Now the priest should do this thing.
会把祭司叫来。
So he summoned the priest.
好，那么就众人说，你们指着神起誓。
May the noble and official take an oath.
就是要百姓向神来负责。
So that make the people be accountable to God.
你们都要从敬畏神的心来做这件事情。
Make the people to do everything out of reverence to God.
从敬畏神的心来爱自己的弟兄。
Out of fearing God and respecting God and love your brothers.
这个才是最正确的，我们在教会里面处理事情的原则。
That is the principle and that we should use when we solve the problem in the church.
爱不是人，不是因人的缘故。
Love is not for the sake of human beings.
是因为神，因为主耶稣。
But we love because of Christ Jesus.
因为主爱。
Because the love.The Lord loves us first.
我有责任爱弟兄姐妹。
I have the responsibility to love our brothers and sisters.
我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
We love because God loves us first.
所以我们这个要正确，这个观念啊要正确。
So these ideas should be clear.
所以你叫他们再继续来叫他们向神起誓。
So Nehemiah told them to make an oath.
那十三节说啊。
13.
你是你说我抖着胸前的衣襟说啊。
Shook out the folds of my robe and said,
难不成就这个应许的，愿神照样逗他离开他的家产和他劳碌得来的，一直到都空了。
In this way may God shake out his house and possession. Every man who does not keep this promise, so a man may be shaken out and may be emptied.
会众都说阿们。
And the congregation said, Amen.
他们在神面前说阿们。
And the whole assembly said, Amen.
那同时又赞美神。
And praise God.
那么百姓就照所应许的去行了。
And the people did what they had promised.
使他们在神面前说阿们，使他们在神面前呢，晓得赞美神，荣耀神来做这件事情。
And the people say Amen and praise God and do things because they want to glorify God.
看林士敏处理这件事情多么完美啊
！And how perfect that Nehemiah solved the crisis.
今天在教会里面，我们处理任何事情，不是荣耀人，是荣耀神。
Today, when we solve the problem in the church, it's not for the glory of man, but for the glory of God.
这个才是最完美的。
That is the most perfect.
不是功劳归自己啊。
Not to take the credit yourself.
像保罗所说的。
Just like Paul said.
今天我们用各样的智慧。
We use all wisdom.
要把众人在基督耶稣里面完完全全带到神的面前。
To lead people to Christ perfectly.
不是带到自己的面前。
Not to lead the people follow us.
完完全全带到神的面前。
Rather to lead them and follow Christ.
这样我们责任就尽了。
And that is, we fulfilled our duties.
有些人是带到自己的面前。
Some people make other people to follow themselves.
那就错了。
And that's wrong.
所以当时有一些幼稚的哥林多教会的弟兄。
So at that time in the Church of Corinth, some have very childish faith.
他们说我们是属保罗的。
They claim that I belong to Paul.
我是保罗的门徒。
I'm a disciple of Paul.
保罗听到说，怎么这么幼稚？
Paul said, how can you be so childish?
我保罗为你们钉十字架吗？
I, Paul, did I crucify for you?
你们奉保罗的名受洗吗？
Were you baptized in the name of Paul?
怎么会是我的门徒呢？怎么这么奇怪？
Why you call yourself Paul's disciples?
怎么会是属于保罗的？
Why you say you belong to Paul?
不对。
No, it's wrong.
为我们钉十字架是谁？
Who crucified for you on the cross? Jesus Christ.
我们是奉水的名受洗。
In whom name that we were baptized?
耶稣基督里面。
Jesus Christ.
这属于基督才对啊。
That is, we should belong to Christ.
怎么会属保罗呢？
Why you belong to Paul?
这个是错的。
That is wrong.
所以保罗他很清楚。
So Paul was so clear.
人家说属于他这个没有道理，这个乱来的。
People said I belong to Paul, but he said it is a totally mistake.
所以要写信去纠正他们的错误。
So wrote a letter to rebuke them and correct them.
是属神的，不是属保罗的。
You should belong to God, not to me.
今天应该有这样的认识。
We should have this kind of mentality.
人性里处理这个事情就是这个。
When Nehemiah solved the problem, he used this approach.
这就是今天我们在教会里面呢，我们要照顾弟兄们，我们在教会推动一切的爱心，我们一切的一切就是为了让神得到荣耀。
When we practice love in the church, our ultimate goal is for the glory of God.
让弟兄姐妹因着神的爱彼此相爱。
So that the brother and sister will love each other because the love of God.
好，那么这件事情可以圆满的处理啊。
So this crisis is solved in the perfect manner.
内部的城墙啊，联络起来了。
And the inner wall, the invisible wall, has been being connected.
没有裂痕，没有破洞。
No crack, no hole.
好，那现在就可以继续啊，来做这个城墙的工作。
So now they can continue to rebuild the physical wall of the city.
内部没有做好啊，外部的工程啊，是没有办法。
If they do not solve the problem internally, then they cannot do the work externally.
这是给我们今天呢很重要的一个教训。
That is a very important teaching for us today.
好，接下来我们看第二段。
And the second paragraph.
这段呢，第十四节以下。
That is from verse 14.
这个是尼希米啊，他在当省长的这个期间啊。好榜样。
That is the good example that he set when he was the governor of the province.
他怎么样给这些犹大人呢做了美好的榜样
？How he set a good example for other people to follow.
他是犹大省的省长。
He was the governor in the land of Judah.
那省长就是大家的榜样。
That is the example for everyone to follow.
今天在教会里面，谁是教会的一个好像？这个监督啊
So today who is the overseer or the leaders in the church
所以圣经里面要求做监督的做长老的就是像这个做省长的一样的
So the Bible requires those who are being overseer or bishop they should follow the example
不是要好好去照管按照神的旨意来照管群羊并且好好的去这个牧养神的羊
They should tend the flock in God's will
那不是去管辖他们
Not to lord over them or control them
不是管辖他们
Not to lord over them
是要做群羊的榜样
Rather be set an example for them to follow
那现在我们就根据这个道理来看尼希米的表现是不是这样子
Now we use this approach to check see whether Nehemiah followed these teachings
好我们看这个十四节
Verse 14
说自从我奉派做犹大地的省长就是从亚达谢西王二十年直到三十二年共十二年之久我与我弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄这个是尼希米啊做省长当中的这个第一项表现
okay, the first point of his behavior.
他当省长他要可以领省长的这个薪水啊
at the time he can get a salaryas a governor
就是理所当然的嘛
and that is reasonable
还有他的弟兄啊就是那些服侍他的还他的弟兄也是一起回来、
and also the brothers that come with them
那些弟兄他们也是在服侍犹大省的，为犹大省工作，他们也要有薪水。
And these men also working for the people in Jerusalem, they can get the salary and remuneration first.
可是十二年来他没有领薪水。
But he said that in the 12 years that he did not take the food allotted to the governor.
就是从来没有人这样做的。
That no one did that before.
十五节就说到了。以前的那些省长就不一样了。
Verse 15 said that the earlier governor, they were different.
以前那些省长是加重百姓的担子。
They place a heavy burden on the people.
该领的之外还要再要。
They took more than what they are supposed to take.
世上的官大部分是这样子的。
This happened a lot in the society on the worldly officials.
每日啊，要粮食，要酒，要银多少，这些都是额外的。
The lord offer for people, ask for money, ask for food, ask for wine. Those are extra.
省长这样，他们的仆人也一样照做。
Because the master did it, so the servants of the governor did it also.
并且还辖制百姓。
And the lord over the people.
好，那这下面说，但这句话很重要。
The burden, that word is important.
但我跟他们不一样。
But I am different from them.
因为我是敬畏神，我就不这么行。
Because I fear God, so I did not do anything like this.
所以你看尼希米他会为什么会这样爱百姓
？So we see why Nehemiah loved the people so much.
他连省长的俸禄都不敢要。
He did not dare to take the salary.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
他敬畏神就是爱人啊，就爱百姓。
That is, he feared God and he feared man.
什么叫做
man？
什么叫做敬畏神？
What is fear God?
就是这样啊，就是我不敢领薪水啊。
That is, he dare not take.
哎，这百姓这么穷。
The salary because the people
工作这么苦。
Was in poverty, they worked so hard.
那我还敢领薪水？我不敢。
Am I supposed to take anything more than that?
因为他敬畏神啊。
Because he fear God.
我这些领薪水啊，加重他们的担子，我对不起神啊。
If I take their food, I will sin against God.
甚至于我得罪神啊。
I will sin against God and the brothers and sisters.
这个就是尼希米的心。敬神爱人的心呢、啊、
？That's the spirit of Nehemiah. He feared God and loved man.
所以今天如果我们有真正敬神爱神，那就没有问题了。
Today, if we fear God and love our fellow human being, there's no problem.
我们一定会知道怎么样去爱弟兄姐妹。
We know how to love brothers and sisters.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
说，并且我恒心修造城墙，并没有自买田地，我的仆人也多聚集在那里做工。
I devote myself to the work on this wall, and I did not buy any land.
尼希米他是可以发命令的人呐。
Nehemiah was the commander.
但是他没有发命令。
But he did not make the command.
他是走在前头。
He is the one running in the front.
省长都这么用心在做工，你看其他人有哪一个人敢偷懒
？He set a good example of doing the work so hard.How can other people be lazy?
他是恒心修造城墙的。
He devoted himself to the work on this wall.
所以没有一个人呢不专心、不恒心的。
So there was no man that is not focused and hardworking.
这是一个很标准的一个领导者。
That is a standard of a good leader.
我们常常提到这个以色列人的军人呢，这个官长。
We mentioned about the general in Israel army.
作战的时候牺牲最多的都是官长。
During the battle, those who are sacrificed themselves the most is the commander.
先被打死的是官长。
Those who are being shot at first is the general.
为什么？
Or commander.
因为犹太人的这个军人官长是走在前头说跟我来。
Because the commander of Israel army, they run ahead and say, follow me.
不怕危险，不怕死，跟我来。
They fear not any danger.
官长走在前面，你看这个士兵一定会跟的。
The commander.Is running ahead of them. Can other people not follow?
那我在这个耶路撒冷参观的时候，看到他们这个就介绍说，你看进去他们市政厅，市政啊，这个耶路撒冷那个市的这个官，市政府官的地办公地方。
And during my visit in Jerusalem, I was told that that is the city hall location.
那个墙上很多子弹的弹孔啊。
And there was lots of scar.
他说
，left or bullet hole.
市长就是要在这个最前线这个地方。就在那个最前线。
And that is the front line. That was the front line of the battle.
不是就在那个中心地下室，不是这样的啦。
Not on the ground or the basement.
他们就是在那个最危险的地方，敌人随时都可以打你的地方。
And they stood there in the past, and people can attack them directly.
就在那边上班的，在那边办公。
Actually, and they work every day on that kind of location.
他们这种精神是圣经里面的。
They have this kind of mentality.
所以今天呢，我们在教会里面呢就是这样子，是好牧人走在羊的前头。
Today in the church, a good shepherd should walk ahead of the flock.
他没有为自己啊着想。
He did not pay attention to his own
safety. 这个时候，如果林心凌要买田地啊，整个差不多都被他买光光。
At that time, if he wanted to acquire any land, he can do it with no difficulty.
因为大家生活很穷。
Because everyone was so poor.
所以他没有。那些官长，你看，哇，越多越好。
Ah, that noble and official, they try to grab as much as they want.
这样一对照就知道了。
This sharp contrast that who is the one who fears God? Nehemiah fear God.
那他的仆人也是一样的。
His servant learned from him.
在那里啊，聚集在一起，很同心的，为了这个啊修造城墙的工作在尽力。
They gather here, faithfully work for the wall of the city.
所以，林心如这个领导者带领他的仆人、他的弟兄、众百姓啊，大家都能够。很同心的来做工。
Nehemiah was the one who set an example to do the work.
真是一个好牧人啊。
He is a good shepherd.
啊，看到十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节这里就提到林心如他的这个爱心呐、啊，有多大。
That we know how great the love of Nehemiah is.
真是一个敬畏神的人。
Indeed, he is the one who feared the Lord.
好，看十七节。
17.
就除了这个从四周围外邦来的这个犹太人以外，还有犹太的平民和官长，一共有。150人在我席上吃饭。
Furthermore, 150 Jews and officials ate at my table.
是跟林心凌一起吃饭的。
They ate with Nehemiah.
为什么这么多人跟他一起吃饭
？Why so many people ate with him?
因为这些人呐、啊，就是啊，他们回来，他们参与这个修造城墙的工作。
Because those people participate in the repairing of the wall.
那他们就生活上就没有办法去啊啊违背自己的生活。
So that they cannot support their own life by doing other jobs.
那林心凌就接待他们。
Nehemiah received them.
啊，不是发给他们一点什么啊，你们去自己买吃的，不是这样。
Not to give them some money and ask them to buy food.
让他们都来跟林心凌一起吃饭。
But rather he received them and let them eat with him.
哇，这种爱心啊，真是爱人如己。
That is love. Love other people as himself.
不是分一点给乞丐，不是的。
It's not just like give something to a beggar.
不是把他当成乞丐。
It's not treat them as a beggar.
是把他当成自己的弟兄。
But rather treat them as his own brothers.
弟兄就要在一起吃饭了。
Because as a brother, you eat at the same table.
150人跟他同席一起吃饭，是弟兄。
150 people, his brothers eat with him every day.
对，林心凌啊，他的爱心啊，敬畏神，爱人如己。
You can see that Nehemiah loves other people as himself.
还关心他们呢，因为工作啊要出力啊，所以营养要够啊。
So because he had paid attention to the work, he did hard labor, so they need to eat more.
十八节说
18.
每天还预备一只公牛，还有六只灰牛，还要预备一些灰禽，每十天还要一次的加菜。
Each day, one ox, six choice sheep, some very good food. Every 10 days.
不是啊，这个好像就是随便这样接待一下，不是的。
It's not just a casual meal, but rather it's a very abundant feast.
非常这个尽心的来接待他们。
He treat them with all his heart.
照顾他们的生活。
To take care of their life.
那么让他们在饮食上面真的没有缺乏。
So that they lack nothing in their daily supply.
虽然是这样子的付出这么大。
Even though he gave out so much.
但是他还是没有领省长的俸禄，这个才更难得。
The most precious thing is that he still refused the food allotted to the governor.
为什么呢？
Why?
说因为百姓服役甚重。
Because the demands were heavy on these people.
我看那个林心如这个人真的是非常有爱心。
See what kind of love Nehemiah
had. 都是为百姓在着想。
He always thinks from the perspective of the people.
所以他不敢，虽然他付出了这么多啊，他还是不要领这个薪俸。
Even though he gave them so much, but he dare not to take anything from them.
不敢再加添一点点百姓的这个负担。
He dare not to add the burden on the people.
因为说他们已经太重了。
Because they had already enough burden.
已经担当不起啊。
The burden is already very heavy.
怎么敢再要加一点这个担子给他们
？How can he add the burden on them?
这个真是一个敬畏神爱人的一个林心凌。
That is a good example. Love God.
那么看到这里啊，我们看到十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节这里啊，林心凌说：“我的神啊，求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事，施恩于我。”
Remember me with favor, O God, for I have done for these people.
林心凌一切所行的都是为神。
For all he had done, he did it for God.
因他敬畏神，所以他这样来啊，尽心尽力的爱这些百姓。
Because he feared God, so he loved his brothers with all his heart and all his mind, all his strength.
哦，他就向神祷告啊，说我的神啊，求你纪念我。
He prayed to God and said, "Remember me, O Lord."
纪念我为这些百姓所做的这一切事情。
For all I have done for this man.
因为我是敬畏你才这样做的嘛。
Because I did it out of a reverence for you.
求你这样，因为这样施恩于我。
So because of this, please remember me with favor.
主耶稣在教训我们。
Jesus teaches us.
我们一切所行的要做给神看。
Whatever we do it.For God.
我们的天父在暗中查看，他一定会报答的。
Our Father who see in secret will reward us.
这句话就是这样了。
This is exactly.
你是你一切所做的事是给神看的。
Whatever he did it for God.
所以神会施恩给他。
So God will bless him.
是没有错的。
That is right.
是今天呢，我们一切所行的善事。
Today, what kind of good deeds we do?
不是要向人得到回报。
Not for the purpose of getting reward from others.
多坐在主耶稣基督的身上。
But rather, we do it on Jesus.
所以主耶稣说啊
，So Jesus said,
为了我的名
，for my name,
接待小组里面的一个
，that you receive the least of your brother,
就是一杯凉水也不能不得赏赐。
Even though it's only a cup of water, that you cannot go without reward.
所以我们在基督耶稣里面。
So in Christ,
一切所行的
whatever we do,
都是坐在主耶稣基督的身上。
We do it on Jesus Christ.
这也是尼西米啊，在这里让我们所学到的教训。
That is the good example set by Nehemiah.